So Kajim Powell was shot and killed 10 days after Michael Brown's death in Ferguson. This was up in northeast St. Louis, kind of on the outer edge of the city. Nicholas Shelton and Ellis Brown, the officers who were responsible for his death, these names were released by the chief of police. They were responding to a 911 call for a disturbance at a convenience store in the North Point neighborhood. Powell had shoplifted some items from the store. Witnesses said they'd seen a knife, and 911 calls said that he was agitated and angry and threatening people.
And so what did the report find today?
So the report found that the officers, Nicholas Shelton and Ellis Brown, acted in self-defense. They said that their training told them when someone with a knife gets within 21 feet of you, that's considered the kill zone, that there's a point at which they can cause damage to you. They put you in harm's way, and therefore you're authorized to shoot. And therefore, she will not be filing criminal charges against these officers. So this case was done under a new protocol under which the circuit attorney's office reviews all officer-involved shootings, even if the police say charges shouldn't be filed. This is the second case she's done under this protocol. In May, Joyce declined to charge an off-duty officer in the death of Vonderett Myers. And so in the process of putting this report together, she says she spoke to a dozen witnesses, reviewed a variety of reports, including ballistic, lab, and medical examiner documents. She says in the report that the two officers, Shelton and Brown, did not consent to an interview and that she was unable to speak to the family. Both Shelton and Brown are white. They graduated from the academy in 2011. One of them had undergone a special training protocol for dealing with potentially mentally ill subjects. The other hadn't. One officer, and it's not clear in the report which officer is which, said he originally reached for his taser, then thought that probably wouldn't be effective because of how fast the situation was escalating and because Powell was wearing a heavy sweatshirt and tasers have to make contact with the skin.
There was a lot that was made of Kajimi Powell's mental state and how much that should factor in the police's decision to act. What does the report say about that?
The cell phone video that was a bystander shot of this did raise questions about Powell's mental health. He does appear agitated. You can hear him yelling at officers, shoot me, come on, man, shoot me. He is seen on the video basically saying, you know, don't touch these items that I've stolen, and is acting, you know, some might say bizarrely or as someone who might be mentally ill. Joyce says when police were deployed, they only knew that Powell was agitated and angry. And she says she hasn't gotten any evidence from the family that Powell had any sort of mental illness.
And so there's been a lot of people waiting for this decision. What comes next?
Criminally, nothing for these officers. Joyce has said that she will not charge them with any crime. There's no appeals process for that. The family of Kajim Powell has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city. That's still very early in the process. That case was filed in August 2015, just past the one-year anniversary of his death. Joyce is also still investigating the August 2015 death of Mansour Bal Bey. He was killed over in the Fountain Park neighborhood.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Joseph.